And welcome back. You're listening to Life Unrehearsed. Matt Delvecchio here. I've been looking forward to talk to this mom and son duo who started their own small business called Zach Designs. As a young adult with autism spectrum disorder, Zach Reisman decided to use his attention to detail and visual acuity to fuel his love for art. Zach is an illustrator and 3D artist who designs cards for any and every occasion. Each pack of cards consists of 10 cards and envelopes plus one bonus for a total of 11, and every pack can be customized. The duo also gives 10% of their sales to a different charity every year. And this year, they're supporting the Liam Foundation of the Montreal Children's Hospital. Lori Benedict and her son Zach Reisman are on the line. Lori and Zach, welcome to Life Unrehearsed.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, thank you. Just love it and love what you're doing. And let's hear more. So, Lori, we're going to start with you. Okay, what inspired you to begin Zach Designs?
It began after Zach had completed a college program in art. It was 3D modeling and design at CDI College. He did that. He finished the course. He completed it in 2016. And his idea was to get a job maybe in the video game or animated film industry, did job search for almost 2 years and did not get hired. Most often we were told that he was not a good fit, that he had tremendous talent but not a good fit for their teams. So after that length of time, I think I got up one morning and I said, you know what, Zach, I've had it with, you know, other people being in control of your life and your future. Let's do this for ourselves. And I knew nothing about greeting cards, but we learned together.
Mm.
So Zach started to make illustrations. We began with Christmas cards and selling them to friends and family, and then it grew from there since 2018.
I love it. That's just great, you know, and I could really appreciate what you're saying as a father of a special needs daughter who went to Summit School. And good on you, Lori. Good on you, Zach. I want to hear a little bit more about the types of cards you design.
I do a variety of different card designs, from like birds and flowers and animals and all kinds of different things, and I put my creative touch on it to make it more diverse for our clientele.
I love it. And creative touch is right. Listening to Life Unrehearsed, I have Lori Benedict and her son, Zach Reisman, who's on autism spectrum disorder, on the line. And Zach, you do have a flair for art. And I'd love to know, what do you love most about art?
I actually am a strong believer in the creativity part of art, because you need to like express yourself in a unique way to put yourself apart from everybody else.
And, you know, it's you do have that. I've seen some of your incredible work, and you obviously have that touch. And I'd love to know, I love the fact that mom and son got together and you're doing this and you're going for it. Lori, let's start with you, and then I'll get Zach's opinion. You know, what is the favorite part about working as a mother and son company?
Wow. It is such a joy to work side by side with my kid, you know. He is so awesome. He's a very kind and nice person. And I don't know that parents of children who are, you know, Zach is going to be 30 years old soon, whether they really get to hang out with each other that much. But this kind of gives me the opportunity. Zach and I do a lot of brainstorming about every design that he's going to make, whether it's for the Christmas or the All Occasions line. So we talk to each other and we throw, you know, ideas around. Then, you know, when he's doing the design, he comes and checks with me. We're always checking in with each other. And then the marketing and the delivery of the cards. We offer free delivery in the West Island. We do that together. And I guess it's a little selfish on my part. I just get to hang out with him more.
I love it. And Zach, how's it like working with mom?
I think it's great because like my mom said, we do a lot of brainstorming and we share the cards that are finished on Facebook, and the response from the West Island community is just fantastic. fantastic.
It really must be gratifying. And so just if I understand it correctly, Zach, you're doing design, you're doing, you know, original designs, and then they turn into cards, correct? And then I guess you're doing 10, and then now I guess a bonus one, so 11, and then you get them produced. And that's how it works, and people can buy these packs like that. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Matt, may I also mention that we have many other products in addition to cards. Cards were the original, or let's say the mainstay of the business, but we also do sets of coasters, we do mugs, we do tote bags, t-shirts, and umbrellas, all with Zach's artwork on them.
Mm. That's amazing, you know, and I love the fact that you're giving 10% of the sales, from what I understand, to different charities every year. And this year, you chose the Liam Foundation of the Montreal Children's Hospital. So what inspired you to do that, Laurie?
Actually, you know, it's been the Liam Foundation for a few years. There were other beneficiaries in previous years, but when we met Kevin Reason, who is the father of Liam Reason, and, you know, he named the foundation for his son who has mitochondrial disease, I am a writer, and I actually wrote an article about Kevin and Liam for a magazine, and then we became very friendly. Zach did some tattoo designs for Kevin, who is a guy who has full of tattoos, and we became friendly, almost like family friends with them. And Zach said to me that year, he said, you know, Mom, I think I would like to contribute my 10% to the Liam Foundation. That was a few years ago. And then the following year, he said, let's stay with the Liam Foundation because it's such a worthy cause, and he wanted to continue with them. So now I believe this 2024 will be the third year in a row that the Liam Foundation benefits from 10% of all sales from Zach Designs.
Love that. That's just fantastic. I heard you talking about being a writer. Let's get a shout out for Inspirations magazine. That's so dear to your heart, my heart as well. So a little word about Inspirations.
Oh, gosh. Inspirations is a fantastic magazine that's produced twice a year, spring and fall. It's under the umbrella of the English Montreal School Board, and it's all about special needs and mental health.
Yeah.
And I began writing articles for them several years ago, and I've since retired from my freelance writing career, but I continue to write for Inspirations because they have such a big place in my heart.
They do. They really do. Such a great magazine, Laurie. We're already out of time. Sorry to cut you off there, but because I want to get a word out, if our listeners want to find out more about Zach Designs, where do they go?
We have a website, and that would be www.zachdesigns, and that's ZACHDESIGNS, all together, .ca. And you could make purchases via the website, but more importantly, on the very home page, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a contact feature where you can send us a message, and it arrives in my email inbox.
Fantastic.
So anytime you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you so much to both of you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us, Matt. Nice talking with you.
All right. Great job, Zach. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work. That's Laurie Benedict and her son, Zach Reisman, who's a young adult with autism spectrum disorder, and they're owners of Zach Designs. I want to thank you for tuning in to Life Unrehearsed. And as a reminder, for all your inquiries or assistance with life transitions, home care, and the senior living industry, be my pleasure to help. You could find out more if you look up Lianas Senior Transition Support. That's Lianas, L-I-A-N-A-S, Senior Transition Support. And many thanks to Dimitra Kritsidimas and Mario Campagna. Thanks so much for putting on today's show, and you can listen to Life Unrehearsed here on CJD 800 every Sunday at 4 p.m.